Ghana has made itself a focal point of biofuel growth in Africa. As host of this year's World Jatropha Summit, the government in Accra is seeking greater investment in the hardy plant, whose seeds can be crushed into an oil that's processed into high-quality biodiesel. Jatropha kirkas can yield 4 times more biofuel per hectare than soybeans and more than 10 times that of corn. In Ghana, 7 private companies are currently farming about 50,000 hectares of land for biofuels. The non-governmental organization Food Security Policy Advocacy Network studied the impact of multinational Jatropha production in the Volta, Eastern, Central, and Ashanti regions. The survey, conducted with ActionAid Ghana, found what it said were serious threats to livelihood and food security. Kingsley Ofei Nkanza is General Secretary of Ghana's Agricultural Workers Union.
Ongoing land grabbing is taking place in parts of the country where the populations are largely farming populations. Land is a major social political issue, very explosive, and very much inclined to provoke a lot of conflict in different parts of the country. Again, we believe that the land grabbing business, in actual fact, is taking vital resources away from farmers.
With hundreds of farmers not planting traditional food crops this season, Nkansa believes there's a real risk that the shift to biofuels will result in food shortages.
How would we justify an essentially agrarian country importing most of the foods that it is, and then using our lands to produce something else that we don't eat? Which country is doing that in the world, and why should Ghana do that? We have the capacity to produce so much of the food that we eat. Why should we be encouraged to use large tracts of our land for biofuel production that we are not eating, to make money and use that money to import food?
Ghana's agriculture ministry says private sector farmers are free to do what they like with their land. The ministry's chief director, Joseph Boma, says government officials have seen no evidence that biofuel growth is threatening food production.
This has not come to our notice. In fact, we are well spread. Our district directors having brought this news, extension officers are not complaining, nobody are going to complain. You know that farming is a private sector activity. Investors have the right to go and negotiate with farmers.
Ghana's land tenure system permits owners to lease their land to investors for any purpose. Odame Labri directs Ghana's land administration project at the Ministry of Lands and Forestry.
Many of the lands are under customary arrangements, and depending on the specific area where the land is being acquired, the specific customary arrangements in that area will apply. The Constitution of Ghana says that the management of stool lands shall be done by the owners of the land. So generally, it is the chiefs who have been managing these lands and entering into agreements and negotiations with the investors who are acquiring land for the biofuel production.
Nkansa says the government has responsibilities greater than land tenure.
We cannot sit down as a people and say that the Constitution says this in one part. The Constitution in other parts says that the government has responsibility in ensuring that the rights of the people are protected. And those rights include livelihood rights. It also includes the right to food, which is a fundamental right contained in the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. The government has ratified that covenant. So it has a responsibility to ensure that people are not denied their right to food.
Civil society groups are calling on President John Atta Mills' government to draw up a comprehensive biofuels policy to reconcile these issues. Ghana's Energy Commission has been working on a biofuels policy since 2005. The government says it will now work with a new umbrella organization called the Civil Society Coalition on Land to push ahead on land rights issues, including biofuels, environmental management, and sanitation. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.